chick.
The whammy chick is usually when you hang out with a girl, there's usually three of them, right? Which you kind of encounter with your girlfriend and Lindsay Lohan and Jim Morrison that she took out on your tab. So you got the good-looking one, which you obviously had the date with. Then you have kind of the cute friend.
Yeah.
And then there's the whammy chick. The fat friend. That's kind of who I ended up with a lot back in the day. She's the whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick. She's the fat friend. She's the kind of girl all the other girls like. Can't find a man, but she's not a dyke. She's the whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick. She's got a beautiful smile, lovely laugh, but she eats too much and weighs a deuce and a half. She's the whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick. And come 9 o'clock, when the local boys get thirsty and they're drinking pretty heavily and they're busting at the seams. Cut to the whammy chick and she's home getting ready, thinking tonight is the night she'll find the man of her dreams. But no dude in his right mind's looking for the whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick. She's the fat friend who won't go away. All dudes got a fatty on the resume. She's the whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick. But she's easy to love, hard to kiss. Half Italian, half rhinoceros. She's a whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick.
This is Hollis Thomas, affectionately known as The Tank. You're listening to The Rob V Show on RobVRadio.com.
Bang! There you go. Episode 466 of The Rob V Show. You got to use Hollis Thomas because the Philadelphia Eagles are in the Super Bowl. Phone lines are open, 215-716-1108. Email me, RobVRadio@gmail.com. Instagram, The Rob V Show. Twitter, Valivas82. And on the program with us, direct from Miami, Dolly Jules here. What's up, gorgeous? How are you?
Doing fantastic. How are you?
Now that you're in that bikini, I think my whole week's good.
Well, great.
I mean, I think I could probably stare at you in that bikini all night long.
If I can't be on the beach, I might as well be wearing my bikini here.
Listen, I'm not going to twist your arm and say you can't wear it. You know what I mean? It's not going to happen.
Well, I'm so happy it warmed up in Philly this week.
Yeah, it's 42 degrees now.
It's warm for
me. It was like it was like 18 a couple days ago. It wasn't fun at all. I will have to tell you something. Ever since I talked to you for the first time and I realized you were from South Africa, I kept replaying a scene from a movie. And all I kept doing is replaying it in my head over and over again. And I have to play the scene in the movie. First of all, have you seen Lethal Weapon?
I have.
Do you know the scene I'm talking about when they're in the South African embassy? No?
I think I remember, but...
Well, I'm going to play it anyway because I'm like, I have to play this clip on the air. I'm like, as soon as I knew you were from South Africa, this is the literally the first thing that popped into my head as I wait for the ads to stop playing on YouTube. But yeah, I kept replaying it all day. I'm like, and you almost look like the girl from Lethal Weapon that's from South Africa.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You play Mel Gibson's love interest. That's what you remind me of. It's probably the accent, but still. But here it is. Here's what made me thinking of you the whole time.
Mr. Jones?
Right.
Sit down, please. Well, what can I do for you today?
Okay, I have this problem, this very delicate matter. I have a friend of mine who wants to immigrate to South Africa.
Yes, of course. I can certainly help him do that.
Oh, sure. But I want you to talk him out of it.
Talk him out of it?
Yeah.
Whatever for?
Well, you see, this is such a bad time for him to go to South Africa. I mean, with all the trouble and everything, okay?
Oh, look, why don't you ask your friend to come back later in the week? We can sit down.
No, he's here.
He's here?
Yeah, he's here now.
Where?
Alphonse.
Danny Glover's black, by the way, everybody.
How you doing?
I think there must be some mistake.
Say what?
Sir, listen to your friend here. He knows what he's talking about. I don't think you really want to go to South Africa.
Why not?
Because you're black.
You are. He is.
Of course I'm black. That's why I want to go to South Africa. To join up with my oppressed brothers. To take up the struggle against the tyranny of the racist, fascist, white minority regime.
Fascist, white regime.
One man, one vote.
One man, one vote.
Free South Africa, you dumb son of a bitch.
You dumb son of a bitch.
Look, I've heard just about as much as I want to. I'm going to ask...
So anyway, that's what I was replaying in my head when I got off the phone with you. That's all I was thinking about the whole time was that.
Okay. Well, I'm an American now.
Yeah, you were the first South African lady I've ever met.
Ah, well, I grew up in South Africa, but I moved to Miami to study, and I've stayed in the
ever since.
Never left Miami.
So I ask everyone the same question every time they come on. What has Dolly been up to? What have you been up to the last couple of weeks? What's been going on in your world?
Well, I was in January. I was in Jamaica, which was really fun.
Okay.
And then I was in Dallas last week, which was a disaster.
Yeah, you told me about
that.
Ice
on the roads. Yeah. Oh, my God. I couldn't fly out of there.
Yeah.
Had to cancel my Houston trip. But in between all that, I'm on the beach in Miami. That's where I hang out.
That's a tough job. So you're pretty much on the beach every day.
When I can, I get to the beach. Yep.
Well, actually, I think you told me specifically the nude beach.
Oh, yeah.
The
naked
nude beach.
On the beach. Naked on the beach. That's the way to live.
See, I would see at first blush, when I first went to a nude beach, I said, oh, it's all going to be hot people. And then when I realized it's not really. There's not that many hot people. It may be different in South Beach, but for the most part, there's not that many hot girls running around the beach naked.
I mean, I'm probably the hottest on the beach.
Okay.
But then there are a few others that show up.
So how you're on the naked beach in South Beach, okay? How, on average, when you're there, how many times do you get hit on?
Well, I hit on the guys.
Really?
Whenever I see a big cock walking by, I go, hi, where are you from?
Really?
Why not?
Is this like a daily thing?
Yes.
So you'll be on the beach, you know, you're sunbathing on the beach or whatever, maybe having a cocktail, and you'll see some guy walk by.
And I incidentally get up and walk to the water and bump into him by mistake and say, woo. Nice to meet you. Where are you from?
Why can't this happen to me? Why can't I have someone on the nude beach come up to me and go, how you doing? What are you up to? You want to come back to my place?
Well, do you have a big cock? Because that's a draw.
I mean, that's a great line. That should be the name of the show. You have a big cock? Well, that's a draw. You can't beat that.
I don't go up to the guys with small cocks and say, how are you doing today?
Okay. I mean, all right. I mean, I'd like to say I'm proud of it. I mean, I've never had any complaints. I mean, that's all I can say.
Yeah.
Never had any complaints at all.
Well, there's more chance on the naked beach of being approached than anywhere else.
Okay, so if I want to try to pick up Dolly, find the naked beach you go to in South Beach and see her, and maybe she'll come up to talk to me. If she doesn't mean I'm not packing enough.
And when the odd guy comes up to me and says something, I'm impressed because very few guys will come over and say, hey, you know, I think you're attractive. What's up? What's up? They don't. So
yeah.
I rather go after attractive couples, too.
Okay.
Sure.
Well, this is why I do this radio show, because then I can have hot girls on all the time. And now you're here. You know, see how that kind of works?
Yeah.
Works out perfect.
Uh-huh.
You know, what gorgeous women can I have on this week? And now you're here. And bam, she's here in beautiful Pennsylvania from Miami.
I am here. Yep.
So you were originally in South Africa, and then you came here for school?
Came to study.
And you stayed.
In Miami, and stayed, yeah.
Stayed. So when did you become party girl? Or were you a party girl in your younger years in South Africa?
Well, I don't know what you mean by party, but I was always into sex.
I mean,
I was always looking for the next guy to have sex with.
Was this like in high school, too?
No, not high school, but college.
College.
For sure. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I went on a study abroad program to Israel, actually, and I just
picked up some Israelis.
Notes. I'm looking for sex. It was always I was always in that mode. So
okay, you think like a guy?
Yeah, for sure, I'm a guy.
Okay,
yeah,
okay. Yeah, because guys need it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's no such thing as bad sex either. It's not possible.
For you, maybe.
No, not for me. Sex is sex.
Oh, okay.
Okay. See, us men. I know a lot of the girls on the show never have to work for it. We have to work for it. It's not like girls come up to us on a nude beach, say, hey, how you doing? Like, we really got to put some time and effort into this.
You can buy those toys. I saw that on OnlyFans the other day. You can fuck the toys, right?
I have girls that sell replicas of themselves.
Oh.
I think it would be very I think it'd be really weird if I bought a replica of one of my friend's vaginas and had sex with it. I really do. I'm now just getting over in the last.
You said no sex is bad sex. So sex with a toy?
Well, I got issues. Okay. Everybody knows this. I have issues. I've just recently in the last 6 months, I'm now able to watch my friends' porns, because for the longest time I wouldn't watch them because it would make me feel really weird.
You mean like, friends you'd slept with?
Like people that I'm friends with that
not
are
not slept with.
Not maybe some, but.
Like you're sharing your sex partners?
No, but they're just somebody that I know, And then seeing them on film, it feels wrong. And then I got over it when a couple of my friends said, Rob, you're being a pussy. Watch our shit because it's hotter because you know us. That's what they. So I got over it. So now I don't mind watch. I don't feel wrong watching their stuff.
Well, that's good. You know, I started my OnlyFans a few months ago, and I feel like it's a benefit to my clients because now they could see me when they're not seeing me in their city. At least they can get on OnlyFans
and see what you're up
videos,
to.
Watch my videos, look at my pictures, and they're seeing content they would never see unless I came to see them in their city. So
yeah.
I think that's very beneficial for me.
It's a win-win situation for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, do the OnlyFans, you know, go do your thing.
And it's
promote
an excuse
yourself.
To have more sex too.
See, I don't need an excuse to have more
sex.
Hey,
I meet a hot guy on the beach. Hey, you want to make content with me?
How many times is that? So when you pick up a guy, do you always say, do you want to make content
no,
with me?
No, he's okay. Got to have a 13-inch cock or bigger. No.
Okay. So 13-inch cock or bigger, but is it always right off the bat it has to be content?
No, not at all. This is just brand new. This is
okay.
Just recent.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
It's a good excuse now.
Okay. Were you when you're working in different cities, will you ever try to pick up guys when you're off the clock or no?
Well, if I'm in a bar at night eating.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I've tried. Once I tried to pick up a husband.
You tried?
Father and a son. It was hysterical. The father was ready to go. I'm like, we're sitting at the bar at Eddie V's or somewhere and chatting with a 29-year-old son and then his father. They were in town for some training program. And I said, have you ever done a son, father, son scenario? The father poked up, the 29-year-old jumped up. He's like, Dad, we got to go now.
All right, so what's
I was ready to take both of them.
Are you having dinner at the hotel bar tonight? What time should I come back to the hotel bar? I'm like, how you doing?
Well, you could cook me dinner, too.
I could cook you dinner.
Well.
I could. I would have. But I honestly didn't think you were going to come today. I figured out she'll come like Tuesday, Wednesday. She's like, well, I can do Monday. I'm like, well, I guess we're doing Monday.
Well, good, because I'm leaving Wednesday now.
See?
Yeah,
so it worked out perfect.
Yeah.
I got an excuse to get you here in heels and a bikini.
So, I'm happy to be here. Even, you know, if you can't see my face.
No, yeah, she's covering
undercover.
Her. Yeah, you're covering your face for
hiding. I'm hiding,
hiding
myself.
Yeah, you're hiding, which is okay.
Yeah.
Gives like a certain
eyes wide look. Shut.
Actually, I gotta admit, it's kind of hot.
It is
kind of hot.
You know?
I'm not gonna lie. I may tell you, even though you're beautiful without, I may say, even during the break, can you keep the mask on? Because it is sexy. I'm not gonna lie.
No, I had a date today who said, you know, whether I wore the mask when he walked in the door with my fetish outfit and kept it on until, you know.
Until you got down to business.
Until we were busy. And then I said, oh, I want to see more now.
Okay.
Oh, I could see through it. It's fine.
Well, I hope you can see through it. You have trouble walking around if you can't see through it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I mean, what are you going to do? It's like, good Lord. So we know you're doing the escorting. How many dick pics do you get sent to you a day? You probably got to get a lot sent to you. Like, just random.
No.
Really?
No.
You don't get random. I'm shocked by this. You don't get random dick pics.
Why would they just send them?
Because all the girls I know get random dick pics sent to them constantly.
Well, I do dick ratings now.
I saw that. Are you honest? Are you honest?
Well, I can't say I've done many yet. I just started.
Okay, but what I'm saying is if a guy sends you one and he's really small, will you say it's like a two? Will you be brutally honest?
I mean, probably not.
Okay, so it's not.
That would be insulting.
Okay, well, it's a rating.
But
I'm just saying.
But if he's a two, you can't really give him a 10.
No, you give him a two. I think
no one's a two. There's no cock that's a two. Come on now.
Well, okay.
Maybe a five.
Five. Well, I'm just saying. If you're rating, you got to be honest. Across the board,
if a cock gets hard, it's at least a 7.
That'd be depressing if I was only a 7. After that, I might have to jump off a short pier.
I didn't say you. I said the minimum.
I'm just saying in general.
Minimum
that's all I'm
for
saying.
A hard cock would be 7 and then above.
Okay.
So you
do you measure?
Who measures what? A picture?
No. Have you measured guys? If they say I'm 12 and you go, you're not 12.
Never. Okay. You trust what they say.
These are the hard hitting questions I ask here on the program.
Yeah.
If you actually get out and measure.
Some guys
stuff.
Measure from the bottom of the shaft all the way to the tip and then they get an extra 2 inches.
Well, that's how you should.
All the way
that's how you
at
measure.
The perineum all the way to the end.
You measure from the bottom of the shaft.
Like
that's
all
where
the
measure.
Way under the balls.
That counts. That's the whole thing. That's where you're supposed to start at the base. You're cheating yourself.
Right,
like,
you have to get right to the bottom.
Yeah, you're cheating yourself a couple inches if you're not doing it all the way to the shaft.
I mean, exactly.
That's all I'm saying. You know, it is what it is.
Just like a blowjob, you got to get right down to the bottom of the shaft, right below the balls.
Exactly.
And that's the spot you start, and then you move up.
You're giving us lessons here on the program. For anyone who wants to pay attention, Dolly's giving us blowjob lessons. I mean, I don't need a blowjob lesson because that's not my thing. But for any ladies that are listening out there, you can certainly, you know, to get pointers from you.
Well, if you want lessons on anything sexual, I'm
okay.
I'm your lady.
So
I gave myself a title, actually, the Erotic Intelligence Advisor, because I feel like I have a lot of years of knowledge.
Okay.
About sex and in
okay
sexual intelligence.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I have sexual intelligence. Maybe some nights. Depends on the night. If I
so,
do or
so
I don't.
So I would walk around a bar sometimes to regular guys and be like, well, how would you rate yourself, you know, your erotic intelligence level?
Yeah.
And it tells you a lot about a guy, what he gives himself. You know, if he gives himself a 5, you know, he's a loser. If he gives himself an 11, you know, he's got confidence and he's going to be fun.
Yeah.
So.
Oh no! There's no doubt that I have confidence. I would just say that my friends would say once in a while Rob doesn't make the best judgment calls in his life. But as far as erotic intelligence, actually, I take that back. I think it's pretty high.
That's good. With the women I've been around. The bedroom.
Yeah.
How you know what you do, how you do it.
Communication is important.
How you react to the girl, everything. Yeah.
I like when girls tell me what you like. Like, this is what turns me on. I'm in. Let's do it.
For sure.
That's what I need to know.
I tell every guy what I like because why waste the time?
We're taking notes.
Why waste the time?
What turns on Dolly for people out there that people want to know about?
Well, I tell everyone to lick my asshole, but not many guys will do it.
Yeah, that's a little much for me. That's a little much for me. Okay, what else?
Well, I do like anal sex.
You're the one. Okay, it's funny you bring this up. I won't name one of my best friends. He calls me last week because how did we have this conversation? Somehow we got on do regular girls like anal sex. He goes, take a poll. Most girls don't like anal sex. But see, technically you don't count.
Most guys don't like anal sex.
But what I'm saying, well, if you're
giving.
Gay.
No, giving.
No, what are you, nuts?
Giving. I'm telling, I asked every
those
guy.
Those are some weird dudes.
There's a lot of guys that do not do anal sex.
They got issues. They got deep roots. But anyway, what my friend was saying was most normal women won't like anal sex. It's too painful. See, technically, you wouldn't count because you're in the adult business, technically. So he'd say, even though you like anal sex, he said, you don't count because you're in the business. He's like, it's not like you're going to go to Wegmans or Publix and meet some girl like, I'm in the anal.
Well, it's any normal girl can learn how to like anal sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that. I'm just
training.
We literally had this conversation a week ago. He calls me. He's like, "Good morning." He always calls me every morning. He's like, "You got to do something for him." I'm like, "What?" He's like, "You got to take a poll. See which girls actually like anal sex." I'm like, "Yeah, why don't you do that around the office? Just go around and be like, Sally, the secretary.
Are you 2 out of 10?
Are you into anal?
1 out of 10, maybe."
You're probably right.
And men the same.
Bullshit. All my guy friends, if they can have anal sex with a woman, they do it. 100%.
I think you're wrong.
I can vouch for all my friends.
I would say 40% of men do anal sex, in my opinion.
Okay. You've had more sex than me. So your opinion would
so
carry.
So are you in that 40%?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm in that 40%. Now, it's very rare it happens, but I'm in that 40%. The opportunity has to present itself. It's not like it always presents itself, you know?
You don't ask every girl you're with, can I?
No, that does no. They have to, you know, tell me that. They have to request it.
Yeah, okay.
That's what they do. You know, I think I was getting a phone call. Hold on here. Let me.
Someone's calling in a question.
I believe so. Hold on. I thought I had the phone ring. I got to check this. Give me 1 second here, folks. Oh, damn it. It would help if I had Skype on. It had to have been on. The phone just rang. Well, I'm going to turn it on now. Maybe I didn't hear the phone ring.
Someone's calling you with a question? Or
I thought the phone was ringing. I could be wrong. Give me 1 second here. I don't even think that I had it on. But
maybe someone wants anal sex.
Maybe. Someone someone might. You never know. It's entirely possible. Someone may want anal sex. I thought someone was calling. I was wrong. But, you know.
Well, Well, I'll be in Philly for the next 2 days for whoever.
Whoever loves Greek.
But tossing the salad, Greek, all those terms. I like it. You toss my salad, then you do Greek.
Hold on.
I love telling people I speak Greek.
Explain this to me.
Speak French, what Italian, and Greek.
What do you mean by
Greek's my favorite language.
But what do you mean, do Greek?
You don't know what that means?
No, tell me.
Oh, my God. Doing Greek means anal sex.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
Never heard that.
And it came from Greece because they said, oh, the gay Greek guys used to bend over and then get fucked in the ass. And it just came from, like, Greece and Greek. So that's how Greek originated as anal sex.
Never heard that.
Well,
Who knew I'd learned something new on the program?
No porn star ever taught you Greek?
No.
Anal sex?
No. No, the last term I heard a year ago, which I never heard of, and now I use it all the time, my friend Kiki Deer in Vegas, we're at a bar at Caesars, and she looks at me and she's like, Rob, you're a civvy. I'm like, I'm a what? You're a civvy. I'm like,
civilian.
What the fuck are you talking about? She's like, you're a civilian. I'm like, what do you mean I'm a civilian? She's like, you're not in the business. I'm like, well, no. She's like, yeah, you're a civvy. So now I use that term. I'm like, oh, well, you're a civvy. When she told me, I looked at her, I'm like, I've never heard this before. She's like, yeah, you're a civvy. I'm like, okay.
You could have said, but I speak Greek. Yeah. That would have impressed her.
You know, next time I talk, you know what? One of my friends is in town right now. I'm going to call her and be like, do you speak Greek? I'm going to see what she says. I'm going to call Claudia. She just landed in Philly. Be like, do you know what this means? And we'll see what she says.
Well, and not speak, but Greek. I mean, it's a term, Greek.
You're also the first guest that I had requested champagne, then followed up by, Rob, can I try one of those pickle juice martinis? I'm like, you want the champagne and the pickle juice martini? I'm like, okay, if that's what you want, go have at it, hoss. She's like, I'm liquored up and ready to go.
I like two drinks. I like two guys. I can handle two at one time.
See, that's where you lose me. My friend Hollis Thomas tells me, and I feel the same way, for us, one cock per fantasy.
Okay.
That's it. I can't do two. Not my thing. Like, if I see a good porn and there's two guys, I'm out.
Well, we can have two girls. That works, too.
Danica, I go both ways. Danica, what are you doing? do you think we could talk Danica? Could me and Danica talk into a threesome? Hear that, Danica? We can talk into a threesome. I'm going to make a note for next time you come. We're just going to show up to your hotel. We'll show up to whatever hotel you might be at with flowers. Like, how you doing?
You can have us both on the show together, maybe.
Yeah. And then you'll be like, well, I don't know if Rod's big enough. I don't know if we should be doing anything with him. You never know. I don't know.
Listen, you can be the cameraman.
Yeah, we know how that went. I could be the cam. I'd be a good director. I'd be very hands-on.
That's good.
I'd be a very hands-on director. I'm just putting that out there.
Well, you could do some POV as well.
See, I don't know if I could do it.
Oh, you couldn't hold the camera in one hand?
I could, but I couldn't let that get out.
Yeah.
I like to do everything behind the scenes.
Well, you could say it was someone else.
Yeah, right.
It's POV, no face, remember?
Okay. She's trying to talk me into do a scene with her now. What are you doing later? I need you to come hold the camera, so I'll get right on that. Well, I'll come right over. Although, listen, you in that bikini, you probably could talk me into it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
You in those heels, you probably could talk me into it. I'm just going to put that. You probably talk me into a lot of things. She's like, well, I'm used to that. I can pretty much talk to anybody and anything.
Well, I've talked a lot of guys into anal sex, believe it or not. Virgins.
Listen,
yeah.
You would not have
never done it, never done. I'm like, try it. Let's try it. Do they like it? Yeah, most like it, you know.
Listen, you would never have to talk me into it. There would be like, you ready? I'm in. Let's go. Let's saddle up, partner.
Well, good. I'm glad you're game. I'm glad.
Like, I'm ready to go.
What about, do you like having your salad tossed?
No, not my thing.
You know what that means?
Just yes.
The rim job.
Yeah, no, not at all? Not my, no.
See, a lot of guys like that.
Yeah, that's fine, just not me.
But not a lot, maybe only 20%.
Okay. I've talked about this on the show a million times. I'm very simple. All right, all I need is a girl in a bikini and heels. Rob's ready to go. Everyone also knows my fetish with girls in leggings. That's my other thing. But, like, this is perfect for me. I'm good. I don't need anything else crazy. Let's just get right down to business.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm pretty simple. You know, I'm just going to put that out there. You know, I'm a very simple person.
Well, I would stand up if I wasn't tied up to this and bend over and show you my yoga expertise.
Can we do that during the break?
We could.
Okay. I'm going to hold you to that. I'm like, we're going to go in the green room. I'm going to see her yoga expertise. Why'd the break take so long? Well, she was doing yoga poses in the other room. What do you? I can't be mean to her. She's got to show me your yoga poses.
So I'm an expert at two things.
Okay.
Well, one is anal sex.
There you go.
Anal expert, and the other
anal
is
that should be your calling card, Dolly the anal expert. All right, there you go. Bam, that should be your new headline, Dolly the anal expert.
No, but it would only attract 20% of the guys.
Okay, right. You're sorry. Still a hell of a tagline.
It is. It is.
I'm just putting that out there.
And the other one is for my yoga. I'm a headstand expert, for sure.
I've seen that.
You could see on my OnlyFans. I have some headstands.
Listen, I was creeping. I checked. I'm like, I got. I'm like, I gotta check the OnlyFans out. It's show research. That's what it is. It's just show research.
It is. It is.
That's all I was doing. Yeah. You can't fault me for that.
That's been fun. I just started it a few months ago, and it's really exciting.
I'll be tuning in. I've made requests to all the girls. I'll start making requests to you. But can you wear this in a scene for me? Can you do this for me? I'll just start texting you. I've had girls before call me for ideas. Fred, what do you think I should do? And I said, listen, you know I'm basic. I'll tell you what you should do. And I, well, actually, you know, since I'm basic, I think that's most people.
Uh-huh.
You know, just give me a hot girl wearing something sexy. That's it. That's all I need.
Yeah.
It's
and
not.
And a second girl. Or do you like one girl?
Oh, no, I do two, three. I would, no. Oh, yeah, no problem.
Do you prefer one?
I would prefer one.
Okay.
But if the situation arose.
You handle two or three.
Well, I don't know how great I do handling it, but I do it. I'm in. Because in that kind of scenario, somebody always gets jealous. That's,
well,
somebody,
I mean,
gets jealous.
The only way it works is if the girls are playing together with a double dildo, double, you know.
But here's the thing. In most times, there's going to be a hotter girl out of the two in the threesome.
Yeah, but you have to share.
That's just
the
way that it is.
You have to share with all.
I hear you, but I got to be honest with you. That's not me. If I'm in a threesome, I'm going to mainly want to be with the hotter girl. I'm just putting that out there. I can be honest about that. You know, I would show affection to the other girl, but the one girl's, and listen, God knows I'm not a 10. But if there is a 10 and there is a 7, I'm probably going to show more affection to the 10.
Right, yeah.
I'm just throwing it out there. Like you looking for the swinging dick on the beach. You're going to pay more attention to him as opposed to the guy that's average. That's all.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Right.
Just laying that out there. You know? I mean, you know, it is what it is. You know we've been talking for a half hour already?
Oh, yeah.
You see how quick?
Well, we're talking about sex. I can talk about sex all night long.
That's pretty much the program. Or my personal life. Or I'll save the Eagles till the end because I gave my Eagles Super Bowl prediction. And next week, if and you're not going to be here next week. So if the Eagles win, there's a parade on Wednesday. The whole so Philadelphia pretty much invented when a team wins, have a parade. Like where they did it started in 1974 and the Flyers won. Mm-hmm. The whole city shuts down. Schools close. There's 3 million people in the city. It's the biggest party you've ever seen in your entire life.
Center City.
Yes, yeah, it goes right from Broad Street all the way down the Parkway, then it ends. Actually, Broad Street starts in South Philly,
yeah.
Goes all the way down Broad Street, down the Parkway, then it ends at the Art Museum. And there'll be about, God willing, knock on wood, there'll be 3 million people there.
And we're thinking they're going to win, right?
Yes, I will
so
give.
Far,
I will give my prediction at the end of the show. But all things are pointing to that direction.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, all things are pointing that direction.
I'm happy I'm here right before.
And I'll be a nervous wreck on Sunday. I will be pacing, and a lot of my friends will be at the game. So you can go to the game if you want to go. The cheapest to go right now, the cheapest to go, the lowest price with airfare and ticket and hotel for one night is $10,000. And that's for nosebleed. You want to get lower level for a decent seat, they start at $20,000.
Wow.
You know? There would be a good place to go work the Super Bowl. See? I have lots of ideas.
I'm going to be at a pool party in Miami.
Okay.
Watching the Super Bowl, swimming in the pool.
Okay.
Having sex.
And then in the middle of you having sex,
with a lot of people.
Yeah, I hear you. And
watching the game.
Yeah, in the middle of you watching the game and having sex, you can go, Rob in Philadelphia right now is an absolute nervous wreck, and I'm here at a pool in South Beach having sex. And so you can be relaxed for me because I won't be relaxed. I'll be
thinking of you because you're here. Be thinking of you.
I'm already on edge now, and it's Monday.
I'm definitely rooting for the Phillies because I come to Philly. Kansas City was a bust. I want to go back there.
Yeah.
It's like I support Philadelphia.
Thank
sure.
you. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's very nice you said that. So what I want to do is I'm going to take a quick break. I got to see this yoga pose you're talking about.
Okay.
So now what I want to do is we'll take a break and hold on, make sure my camera's right there. We come back, talk about your OnlyFans a little bit more. See what else pops. Who knows what other terms? What other terms you're going to talk to me about? I have no idea where we're going to go with this. But we'll be back with more of the Rob V Show on RobVRadio.com right after this.
One look at you and then I know it's true. This love that you give to me is revolutionary. Got a face that could launch a million ships, mind that could quiver 10 billion lips. Stand so powerful, you are ready to rise up and rock this world. You are deadly, but all of that love probably sent from high up above. You are mine right here in front of me, knowing I am so very lucky to have found you, have you into my life. Together we could battle the pain and the strife and grow old and proud of what we have done, spreading our love in this revolution. It's a war, yeah, evil versus good, global and ancient, yet right in your hood. We must rise up together as one, crush Illuminati, new world order done. If you want me to, and I feel something real when you're near, I just want to touch you. Here we are together, tonight it starts forever. And I try every single night, see a sign pointing to my bride. Did I pass you by? Sometimes I'm blind. In my brain, psychic vampire, all my energy drain. It's a knowing what the life's all about. No matter how bad it can, we can work it out. Cause no doubt, some others have it worse than you. Don't believe me? Well, I met quite a few who are happy just to have some food, clothes on their back, so they're not nude. And I know. Mind that could quiver 10 billion lips.
Stand so powerful, you are ready to rise up and rock this world. You are deadly, but all of our love probably sent from high up above. You are mine right here in front of me, knowing I am so very lucky to have found you, have you into my life. Together we could battle the pain and the strife and grow old and proud. What we have done, spreading our love in this revolution. It's a war, yeah, evil versus good, global and ancient, yet right in your hood. We must rise up together as one, crush Illuminati, new world order done. I said, crush Illuminati, new world order done. Crush Illuminati, new world order done. Say, crush Illuminati, new world order done. Crush Illuminati, new world order done. Probably sent from high up above. You are mine right here in front of me, knowing I am so very lucky to have found you, have you into my life. Together we could battle the pain and the strife and grow old and proud of what we have done, spreading our love in this revolution. It's a war, yeah, evil versus good, global and ancient, yet right in your hood. We must rise up together as one, crush Illuminati, new world order done. And I know in my soul I could roll right on by if you want me to. And I feel something real when you're near. I just want to touch you. Here we are together. Tonight it starts forever. And I try every single night, see a sign pointing to my bride. Did I?
Hey guys, this is Brandy Love, and you are listening to the Rob V Radio Show on RobVRadio.com.
And we're back on the Rob V Show. She was showing me yoga poses, which were, I didn't know you could bend that far down. I would probably like pull every muscle in my body if I tried that.
Well, if you did yoga, you'd be fine.
I actually was doing yoga for a while, but I was doing DDP yoga, which is, you can look it up. So it's Diamond Dallas Page is a professional wrestler, and he made his own, he does his own yoga. So it's yoga. You have to look it up, but it is yoga. I lost like 20 pounds doing it.
That's great.
Yoga's not easy.
Yoga
is, it's a workout.
Yoga is the toughest sport you could do.
Like when I'm like,
no, not the toughest. I mean,
no, but I mean, as far as keeping you in shape, like when I'm like, yoga's not hard, and I started doing it, it's a workout. Like it's 100, it's a workout. 100%. No question about it.
I do hot yoga, and I finish a hot yoga class.
All right, so what's
class,
hot? What's like, hot yoga? Are you like in a steam room? What does hot yoga mean?
Yeah, they heat the room up to 105 degrees. So you go in there, you're like in a semi-sauna.
Okay.
I mean, you start sweating before the class begins sometimes.
Okay.
And by the end of the class, I have sweat pooling out of the bottom of my mat on both sides.
Okay.
I mean, I'm a sweater.
Okay.
You can lose 5 pounds of sweat during a class like that.
I could see
crazy.
That. I could 100% see that.
Yeah. So I was showing you
some moves.
Sex yoga moves.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have some yoga moves. That
they look painful. I would feel bad for you when you're doing the moves. Like you were having sex and she's like, watch this. And she bends all the way down and her head's on the ground.
Oh,
was like, okay, like, whatever. Whatever
then,
works.
And then you got on your knees and I could give you a blowjob.
Yeah, that was, I was like, ass. Okay, that was interesting. Yeah, the licking the ass thing, I can't get into it.
You could lick my pussy.
That's true, I could. You're right, you could go, both holes are right there.
You're 6'4", so your torso might not work.
That's a good point.
Otherwise, just, you know, you stand up and do it that way.
Okay. So you wouldn't tell me anyway, but in Miami, any famous clients? You don't have to give any names.
Not in Miami, but, I did in Miami.
Okay, all right. See, those are the stories I want the girls to tell me, but they won't.
They won't give you the names.
But they'll tell me off the air. I'm like, this would be a great story. This is what we should be talking about.
I slept with one of the Masters Championships.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
That was cool.
Like, recently?
With his wife.
Oh, really?
He won it.
So is this like in the last decade?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
like
right.
Five
okay.
years ago. Okay. 6 years ago. No, I don't know.
So in order to figure that out, so if you just look to see who won the Masters the last 5 years,
who's married.
It's one of the
someone who's married.
We're gonna look that up. Who won the Masters in the last 5 years that was married? Okay.
Everybody.
Another thing that disturbed me. So one of my friends. Well, now we're not friends anymore because she got married to a real tool bag. But anyway, that's besides the point. One of my friends, she goes, "Oh, I banged so and so, who's a wrestler." And I love wrestling. And now I can't watch this person because every time I watch this person, I know that my friend had sex with him. It's really strange.
Well, you got to get over that.
I got issues. Okay? I have a lot of issues. Okay? People say to get over it. When I go to the shrink kicks me out of the office because I have so many issues. But, you know, such is life. We move on. You know? It is what it is. So on OnlyFans, anything you want to try that you haven't tried yet? You're like, oh, I want to try this on OnlyFans. Anything different?
Well, I just started.
It's been 3 months.
I mean, when I started, I thought it would be mostly like a naked yoga.
Yeah. And you're like, no, I want to fuck on camera. Let's get down to business.
Well, it evolved into some of that. But,
okay.
I mean, it's an evolving thing.
Okay. I was just checking. These are the hard-hitting questions I ask on the program. You know, it's evolving. Like I told you, which one of these? Was it this one? No, that one. We shot that one at the Clevelander. That calendar over there. And that's it just didn't do anything for me when we were there. It was just really, it was a weird vibe. It wasn't the vibe I was thinking it was going to be. Maybe that's why I like Fort Lauderdale better than I like Miami. Or as my friends in Fort Lauderdale, I learned this last year. They don't call it Fort Lauderdale. They call it Laundry.
Laundry.
That's short for Fort Lauderdale.
Really?
Yeah. That's what they call it. My friends from Philly that live, a lot of my friends bought houses and they're in Fort Lauderdale right now. Then come back when it gets warm here. Of course, when I was in Fort Lauderdale 2 months ago, none of them, I take that back. One of them wasn't there. The other two blew me off. The one, you got to meet Joe. He's insane. Joe's a retired lawyer, owns a bunch of property in Philly. I go, where were you, asshole? He's like, I was busy. He sends me pictures of three different nights with three different women. I'm like, you didn't come hang out with me for women? I'm like, you're an asshole. I'm like, I would never turn down my friends for women. I don't care who it is. If one of my friends was to hang out, I'm hanging out with them. That's how I roll. But I was pissed. Three of my friends were in Fort Lauderdale, and I was there, and they were all too busy to hang out with me. I was very upset those assholes.
Next time, call me.
Yeah, I'll call you. You can come down. You can come on. You can come on down.
I live close to Fort Lauderdale.
I'm well aware of that now. Right on. If I can't find her, just go to the nude beach, and you're good to go. Just go to the nude beach, and everything's perfectly fine. That's all you got to do.
Right.
That's all.
Right.
So people can find you on your OnlyFans. They can find you on Instagram, Twitter. I put all those links on the website so people can find you. And as I like to say, creep on you. You know, I was creeping on your photos. I'm like, oh. And then it didn't even hit me that you knew Danica. And so I'm going through your OnlyFans. I'm like, oh, she knows Danica. So I text her. I'm like, Danica, if Dolly reaches out to you, tell her I'm only a little creepy, not over the top creepy. She started laughing. She got a real kick out of that.
Yeah.
See, I love that I'm doing this show right now because if you weren't here, I'm already in like crazy mode because the Eagles are playing in the Super Bowl. Like, it's hard to explain unless you're like an over-the-top crazy fan like everybody is around here. So, like, the fact that we're doing this, it, like, calms me down for a little bit. And then when you leave, the anxiety will get ramped up again, and it'll be getting worse and worse and worse until kickoff on Sunday. Yeah. It's, Yeah, it's
so every time you have sex, you release something. Or
oh yeah, definitely, definitely can 100%. No question. I like the Eagles so much that I wouldn't miss an Eagle. If a hot girl said, "Rob, we're gonna have sex, but you gotta miss the Eagles game."
Sure.
You're goddamn right. I would.
Of course not.
There's certain things that come before anything. Like my mother, who I love to death. She's a saint. Was it 2 weeks? No, last week. Everyone that knows me knows that you do not call me during an Eagles game. Unless someone's dead or dying. That's the only reason. We're watching a game. It's during a pivotal play. My phone rings. I'm like, who the hell is calling me right now? It's my mother. To ask me the most, just this little thing. We were out with my nephew. How much did your nephew eat at lunch?
Yeah.
That's what you're calling me about right now? I said, what the hell are you doing? She goes, I forgot the game was on. I'm like, what do you think's changed in the last 40 years since you've known me? Don't call your son or sons when Eagles are on. You're calling me now in the middle of a playoff game. But that's an Italian mother.
How many brothers do you have?
I have one brother. Just me and my brother. So, sorry, Mom. I had to put that out there. It's the first time I've done the show since that game. So I had to throw that out there. Yeah, it is what it is. But this is like a nice change of pace.
Well, good.
I get to focus on you, and then we're good to go. This is your first time doing a podcast. How are you feeling so far?
I feel great.
I told you you'd have fun.
And wait, just tell everyone I'll be in Pittsburgh on Thursday if anyone from Pittsburgh is listening.
Good old
surprise
Pittsburgh
visit.
I gotta admit, never a fan of Pittsburgh. Went there. When did we go there? 3 years ago for a Phillies Pirates game. The city was nicer than I thought. Nice city, good bars. The food there sucks.
Yeah.
It's horrific. Then again, everyone that listens to the show knows that I'm the biggest food snob in the world. So if you like, even like, no matter where I go, I make sure, okay, where are the good restaurants at? That's where I want to go. Like a lot of times when I go out with my friends, some of my friends, they'll just go to any restaurant. I'm like, no. We're not just going to any restaurant. We got to do our research. It takes some time. You want to go to the good restaurants because I'm a real fanatic when
you
it comes to food.
Look at the ratings. What are those called?
Yelp. Well, Yelp's good.
No, wait. There was something else higher than that. And every time we went to Europe, my father would always check out the ratings.
You're looking.
I should. Right. It's that restaurant.
Talking about rating. James Beard.
No, something else. It's the. You'll come to you. It's like it'll a pop. Rating system, international rating.
I thought
system.
James Beard is the one that they rate all the restaurants. You get so many stars.
No.
It'll pop into my head at 6
people
at 6 a.m.
People have it outside their restaurant rating
I
by
should,
that.
I thought it was James Beard, but I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. I'll be wrong again. It happens.
Uh-huh.
Well,
I love good food.
Yeah.
I'm really good at making reservations.
Can you cook?
I don't cook.
Oh, that's a turnoff.
I cook breakfast and lunch, but not dinner so much.
Nothing. I love to cook. I'm a fanatic.
I'll make you breakfast and lunch. You can make dinner.
I'm a fanatic cooking, but most women these days can't cook. It's sad.
Yeah.
It's depressing. It really is. Like, I love to cook.
And I would think even the younger generation are worse.
Oh, they are.
It's like you've always ordered food out. Like, why would you cook it? It's
I make my own pasta. I do the whole nine yards. But people that girls that can't cook, it's a little.
Definitely the younger generation, right?
Younger generation. I feel like I'm getting old. The younger generation are idiots. They're morons. They 100%. They're ridiculous. I don't. Whatever.
Well, you are younger, so.
Thank you. I'll take that. I do have a boyish face. I think. I don't think I look my age at all. I still get carded once in a while. Believe it or not, it happens. So, have you been to Philadelphia? Well, besides when you saw Danica. Have you been to Philadelphia before that time?
Yeah, many times.
Okay,
been coming here for the last 10 years.
Okay, I didn't realize a lot of girls travel through this corridor in Philadelphia. I didn't know until I started having girls on. I didn't know how many girls were in the area at a given time.
Oh wait, the funniest story. So I'm just thinking of how I first came to Philadelphia. I got a request to do an overnight date in Philadelphia, and I think I'd never come here before. It was brand new. And so I worked it out with the guy and he gave me his name. And the next thing, I look at my desk, this letter on my office, and it's from a bank.
Yeah.
And it's signed by this guy's name. And it turns out he was working for the bank that I was banking with. And he signed all the letters of like whatever.
Really?
It was such a coincidence.
That's funny.
Now he lives in New York and I see him in New York. But
okay.
It was like the first time I met him, he booked an overnight in Philadelphia. And that's how I came to Philadelphia.
Okay. All right. There's your story about how you first came to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That is kind of funny.
And then I kept on coming back because there's great guys in Philadelphia.
Yeah, we have that effect on people. Well, what can I say? It's a very unique area.
And everyone in Philadelphia is born in Philadelphia. They're
yes.
Like, they don't move to Philadelphia. You're like, I was born here. Or
yeah.
Or
anybody that's from here and they moved to Florida or they moved to California, they always come back.
Yeah.
It never. And it's like I said, it's little things. It's like, it's the food.
The bread.
It's the bread. It's the food. And I don't know. Philadelphia is a very parochial city. So it's very like everybody likes to be around their family. Like it's like if I don't see my mom for like a week, like I have problems. You know, if I don't see my brother for a week, it's like I'm all thrown off. And it was funny because they were both sick the same week.
Yeah.
So I couldn't see either one of them. So I didn't see him for like a week and a half and I was all thrown off.
Very family.
I think it's an Italian thing. They like put it in you when you come out of the womb. It's like that's the way it is, you know. But you know, it is what it is, you know. So I was going to say the OnlyFans. Anything you want to try on OnlyFans that you haven't done yet?
You know, it's whatever anybody likes, kind of. You know, within reason.
Within reason.
Yeah.
Would you do? Here's one. Would you do a gangbang?
You know, I'm trying to do a DP at least.
Okay, let's start slow. Let's start there. Like, let's start there.
I want to film a DP because it's my favorite. I love anal, so okay. Obviously I love DPs.
Yeah.
But trying to, you know, I think I'm going to have that soon. Two guys.
Okay.
Someone to
it won't be me.
Or my tripod and okay. Film a DP because DP, yeah, that's easier than handling a gangbang. I mean,
well, yeah, it's only three people, not, you know, 10. I've never had that happen. I've just read about it.
I don't think you would put that on OnlyFans. Gangbangs are for parties or out places. You can't really be filming it.
Well, you could. You just put the camera up and you have people like a line.
Where I go, you can't have cameras where you fuck.
Okay.
It's not allowed. It's like, oh my God, I wish I had a camera.
What do you mean you can't have cameras where you go?
Well, if it's in a public place.
Oh. Well, you tell who fuck it. Only if you get caught. Doesn't really matter.
Not in public, but I mean a venue or where, you know.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to do it on a stage like performance art.
If you're at a party and you bring out your camera, like people just disdain. They look at you like you're crazy.
Yeah, you just
like,
have them all sign waivers. And then you're good to go. Have them all sign waivers and then you're fine. Then it doesn't really matter. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
I can tell you about all these things. Just have them all sign waivers and you're fine. That's it. So, yeah, the Eagles are playing in the Super Bowl, like I said. I'll give my prediction. They're going to win by double digits. And listen, if I'm wrong, it won't be the first time I'm wrong. I was right the last two playoff games pretty much with the score. And I'm hoping Sunday will be a massive party here. If they win, the city will get shut down that night, too. The cops don't care. Drinking in the streets. It's party time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's only happened twice. No, I take that back. I'm a liar. It's only happened once where the Eagles have won the Super Bowl. And they've been around since 1933.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, it's kind of a big deal. It doesn't happen often. So we'll take it when we can get it, you know. So tell everyone where people, what's your OnlyFans screen name, where people can find your OnlyFans?
My OnlyFans is D Jewel.
Okay.
VIP.
Okay. And Twitter and Instagram, is it the same thing?
Same thing. D Jewel VIP. DJEWEL VIP.
They can creep on you there, check out all your content there.
They could follow me, meet me in a city near you.
Request you on OnlyFans to do videos, dick ratings, where apparently she's not going to be 100% honest. We learned that.
Well, we're going to try to be as honest as we can, but I see a lot of cocks.
Okay.
And like I said, if it's hard, it gets a good rating. As long as it's hard. Like if someone sent me a picture of a limp cock, oh my God.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would, but
would they? They have to get it hard, get it ready to go, take a picture or video, whatever.
Okay.
And you send it at its best, right?
Exactly. You gotta be at full attention.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. That's the lighting, the way it is, everything.
Yeah.
Gets a better rating.
That's how you gotta do it.
Yeah.
Get the good rating and you're 100% good to go. We found out you're the one person that likes anal. I'll have to tell my friend that when he calls me tomorrow morning. And he'll say, it doesn't count. She's not a civilian. And I'll be like, yeah, you're right. So I still got to find a normal person. Actually, I take that back. I know someone that is normal that does like anal, but I can't say who it is on the air.
No, I have a lot of girlfriends who are not providers who like anal.
Okay.
Not a lot, a handful.
Two out of ten. Okay. Yeah. 2 out of 10. Next time you're in Miami with one of your normal friends, call me with one that she said she's into anal. I want to talk to her.
But she likes BBC. Oh, no, the one I'm thinking of.
Okay. Okay. But she only likes black guys. She's like a Kardashian. Sherry likes black guys. Okay. All right. I'm down with that. Whatever. Hey, listen, whatever floats your boat. Doesn't matter. Whatever you're into, it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't give a shit. You know? Can you believe we've been here for an hour? It just flew by. I told you it would just fly by.
It did.
It does all the time. Yeah. Seems like every time I do a show, it gets shorter and shorter and shorter. It just goes by like that.
That's great. Yeah.
Next time you're back in town, if you don't get a restraining order on me, you gotta come back in. Maybe come in with Danica. That could be real trouble.
Yeah.
That could be. I may not make it out alive there. I don't know what I'd do in that scenario. I really don't. So you have new content coming on OnlyFans. You can find her. Go to Twitter. Go to Instagram. You can find out where she is, what she's doing, who she's filming with. All that fun stuff.
You can join my OnlyFans for free. It's still a free page. So
okay.
You can see a lot of sexy pictures of me for free.
Okay.
You only pay for the sex, you know, pussy stuff.
Take it away, Sean. We'll tell
them. You gotta pay for the good stuff. You're not giving away any freebies at all. Okay.
But sexy pictures for sure.
Well, listen, thank you for coming on. I appreciate
it. Thanks for having me. It was great.
Listen, you wearing that blue bikini, you can do whatever you want. Go Eagles. They're going to win the Super Bowl. We're going to have a parade next week.
Go Eagles.
Yes, go Eagles. I end the show the same way every time for the 466th time, in the words of my brother, of the world-famous Fort Washington Fire Company, Assistant Chief Zach Felivas. Two wrongs don't make it right. They make an even. And as we end every show, my mentor, the great Big Daddy Graham, sings the Action News theme song. Good night, everybody.
Crash on 95.
There's a fire down in Kensington.
Geez, that's a real surprise.
Andy Weather says it's gonna snow.
God, they hope so, weather sells.
Even if it's just a quarter inch,
they'll make it sound like blizzard hell.
We cover all the breaking news
with morons waving. The back.
Hi, Mom.
Even if you're on your honeymoon,
they're gonna send the action camp.
The big story. The big story. The big story.
Hey, there's that Action News fan.
Mommy, Daddy, there's a geeky looking guy on our doorstep.
Oh, my God.
But the big story.
I want to come down that swimsuit counter. Ow!
Night, Philadelphia.
You have survived.
Action News.